This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Jan Hoffman of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development said the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. We get more from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
According to Jan Hoffman, head of the Trade Facilitation Section of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, the crisis on the Red Sea weekly tanker ship transits are down 80%. Transit of ships carrying grain are down 6%, and gas carriers have stopped transit altogether.
Now, the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. The surge in the average container spot rate from Shanghai went up by plus $500, and that was the highest ever weekly increase.
Hoffman says ships have to travel through other routes, which increases the transit days and total transit costs, while also increasing greenhouse emissions. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A bipartisan deal in the U.S. Senate to pair border enforcement measures and Ukraine aid faced fresh doubts on Thursday as Senate Republicans heeded Donald Trump's opposition to the border measures. Republican Senator Mitt Romney told reporters he was appalled by Trump's efforts to stop the deal.
Former President Trump has indicated to senators that he does not want us to solve the problem at the border. He wants to lay the blame for the border at Biden. And the idea that someone running for president would say, please hurt the country so I can blame my opponent and help my politics is a shocking development.
Senate negotiators have been striving for weeks on a carefully negotiated compromise on border and immigration policy that is meant to tamp down the number of migrants who come to the U.S. border with Mexico. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Republican National Committee could make a formal declaration about Donald Trump's candidacy next week. We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Republican National Committee is expected to consider a resolution to declare Donald Trump the party's presumptive 2024 nominee, even though only two states have voted. A candidate needs 1,215 delegates to formally clinch the nomination. If approved, the measure would further solidify Trump's control of the party and its operation at a time when Nikki Haley is still competing against Trump for the GOP nomination. Haley raised $1 million after her second place showing in New Hampshire. Calling Haley a bird brain, Trump says that anyone donating to her campaign would be permanently barred from the MAGA camp. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. state of Alabama put an inmate to death Thursday night using nitrogen gas, the first time the method that human rights groups have called cruel, but the state says is humane, was used. Kenneth Smith, who was 58, was pronounced dead after breathing pure nitrogen for about 22 minutes. Smith's lawyers Thursday asked the U.S. Supreme Court to stop the execution in order to evaluate claims that the new method violates the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Smith was convicted in the 1988 murder for hire slaying of a minister's wife. Trump administration White House official who refused to cooperate with the congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol was sentenced. We get more from the AP's Donald Water. And we'll have that coming up in just a moment. Meantime, voting in the underway in the tiny Pacific island nation of Tuvalu in a national election that could reverberate from China to Australia. Tuvalu is one of the smallest nations in the world, but the election for the 16-seat parliament was being closely watched. The elections come as China, the United States, and others wrangle for influence in the Pacific. Tuvalu is one of the few countries that recognizes Taiwan, but China has been pushing them to switch alliance. North Korea says it's hosting a Chinese government delegation led by its vice foreign minister as it continues its efforts to strengthen ties with Beijing and Moscow. State media said the delegation arrived in Pyongyang on Thursday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been trying to boost the visibility of its partnership with China and Russia and strengthen its regional footing by joining a united front against the United States. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.